们做错事情是一件又一件，落到后来我们都弄不清楚了。
We just commit the many many mistakes and to the point that we just lose track.
圣经讲主耶稣饶恕人的罪，那个罪都是用多数字的。
The kind of sins forgiven mentioned in the Bible were all in plural.
多数的，很多。
It depicts the sense that
我都很难计算。
There are so many of them that we cannot keep track of.
就好像一千万。
Just like a large sum of money here that we owe.
这个说话对不对啊？
Is that the right way to describe?
你先看呢，大卫怎么说啊？
What did David say?
他说啊，我犯了罪。
He said that I have sinned.
如果是计算
，If I have to put it down,
比我的头发还多。
They will exceed the number of hair on my head.
啊，你不要笑哦，虽然头发这么小都不少的哦。
Even hair. Maybe small in amount, there's still some there.
你算算看有多少根啊？你的更多啦，是吧？越多越糟糕哇。
The more hair you have, it reminds you the more sin that you have committed.
普通啊，一个人的头发大概有这个头发的计算机啊，带上去算一算呢，大约呢有10万到12万那么多。用个机器怎么套上去算一算？
If you use a machine to count for you the number of hairs that you have, it's in the neighborhood of 100,000.
我承认这个发明是最少科学价值的。
I have to admit that such a machine is the least useful kind of machine.
头发计算机。
The machine that will count the number of hairs.
10万到12万。
It's around the number of 100 to 120,000.
12万都不得了
哦。Even so, that's a big number.
大卫说啊，比十二万还多，他不是说十二万哦。
And what David was saying is that his sin surpassed that number.
1000万，1000万。
Much, much more so than that.
很多很多很多。
So much lose count.
是这个比方啊，他比得好。
That's why it's a good illustration here.
那么他不是真的啊，他得罪我多少呢？
How many times he has offended me?
不过三几次了吗？
Maybe 2-3 times only.
10两。
Only 10 arms he owes me.
一点点，这个十两都多了。
A very, very insignificant amount.
我看了，你都没有这个度量，给人得罪10次啊，对吧？
I don't think we have the capacity for someone to offend us 10 times.
不是十两，这比一比啊，这1000万了，十两啊，哇，差得很远。
If we compare the number of time people offend us to the time we offended God, it's just no comparison.
神就饶恕你。
God forgave us.
很多很多。
Great number of offenses.
你呢就不饶恕别人。
And yet it's so difficult for us to forgive people.
一点点都不饶恕。
Even though in a very, very small number of times.
说他就大怒。
Here it's mentioned that he was really enraged.
你小心啊。
Let's all be watchful.
主大大不欢喜。
If we are in such a condition, it is extremely unpleasing to the Lord.
不过呢，我们解释这个比喻的时候要小心了哦。
But we have to pay attention to how we explain this
illustration. 如果我们照字面来解释就不得了了。
If we just look at whatever we have and try to come up with some explanation.
你要找这个比喻啊，总是要看到底它的主题是什么。
It may lead us nowhere. We should pay attention to the theme of the illustration.
不是每一个字都要解说的，我要小心嘛，这个很要小心的。
We should pay attention to the fact that we shouldn't be trying to explain every word in the illustration.
如果你每一个字都解说啊，你说啊，起初啊，那个主人啊，要把他的妻子都卖，要把他的妻子啊、儿女都拿来卖，把他所有都来卖，你就哇，我们的神真是好厉害哦，哈。
If you look at the fact that here, verse 25 here, they say they want to sell the wife and children. You know, if you think that God treats us like this, what kind of God is that?
这个主人就是比方神了嘛。
Because we use the illustration of the master here to God.
所以不要每一个字都拿来比呀、啊、比呀、啊，这个比喻不是这个意思。
So we shouldn't be
主要是什么意思
？So we shouldn't be taking it literally here.
后来他就把这个不好的人交给掌刑的。
And then here, afterwards, the master turned this person to the jailer,
受刑罚,
so that he can be punished.
要下监牢,
throw him into the prison.
可能他要被打,
maybe if give him a few flogging.
如果你照字面来讲啊，你不饶恕人，你就会打一餐，就会下监牢，你就会下地狱，吓死人了，真是吓死人了，是吧？
Again, if we take it literally, we may think that, well, if we sin here, if we don't forgive people, we may thrown into the hell. This is not what Christ is trying to point out to us.
主就很不欢喜, 就是要好好管教你才行。
This just points out to the fact that this is extremely unpleasing to the Lord, and He will punish us too.
我们永远在传福音, 我在讲圣经, 不能说不饶恕人, 会下地狱, 这个时候不能这样讲嘛。
We cannot say the fact that if we don't forgive people, that people get thrown into the jail,
这种讲,
into hell.
这种讲话, 照字面, 一个字一个字做来讲, 就很危险了。
We shouldn't be taking it literally.
我这样说, 就是给你一条路, 你常常研究比喻的时候, 要很小心。
The reason I call your attention to this is the fact that when we try to understand parables, we should be very careful.
好了，我们今天讲到这里。We'll
stop here.
我们有一个最高的标准，是基督的教训。
We'll call to the attention that we have a very high standard coming from Christ's teaching.
我们要照着主的教训去实行。
We will try to follow what his teaching calls for.
他说, 所以你们要去, 使万民做我的门徒。
So Christ told us that we should go and make disciples our people.
奉父子圣灵的名给他施洗。
And baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
凡我所教训你们的都吩咐他们遵守。
Whatever I've taught you, you should teach them to follow also.
这是一件大事情。 要遵守他的教训。
So this is a great commission that Christ has told us, and that's what we should be following his teaching.
单单悔改信主，受洗加入教会是不够的。
If we just repent and accept and be baptized, it's not enough.
要照着基督的教训，吩咐他们要遵守。
We have to follow what Christ commanded us. To follow all his teachings.
听道不信道是没有用的。
If we just listen to the teachings and don't follow, it will not do us any good.
信道不行道也是很不好的。
If we just believe the teachings and yet we don't live up to it, then it won't be benefit to us.
一定要照着基督的道，成为你生活的根据标准，照着来行。
We should take Christ's teaching as a standard for our living.
我们低头来祷告，给我们一个顺服的心，能够照着你的话，完全的照着你的话来行。主啊，虽然我们很软弱，但是你不是要我们像神。 那样完全，您乃是要我们像儿子一样，像天父，像父亲完全。今天我们既然有你的生命，我们是天父的儿女，我们要像我们的父亲。主啊，给我们更多的爱，唯有爱就成全了律法。 爱就包括了一切。我们若是真正能够爱，我们就行在你的道中。哦，主啊，给我们所有的基督徒们在教会里面侍奉的时候，有基督的爱，有你的天父的那种爱在我们中间，巴不得这成了一个爱的团体，有个爱的家庭。 使我们真正在爱里面生活，在爱里面行事，我们能够把荣耀归给我们在天上的父。我们祷告不配，奉主耶稣基督圣名，阿门。我仍然要你们休息十分钟，好不好
？I'll request that you take a 10-minute break.
好，我们先预备我们的心，我们低头祷告。再一次来到我们恩主的脚前，主啊，求你向我们显明你的大能大力，使我们更深的认识你，让我们能够真正在我们的生命中因着认识你，我们有更大的信心，一生因着这信心得到美好的果效。主啊，我们从来没有好好应用我们所相信的，我们今日要来到你的面前，再一次看一看当日你在地上所行的一切事情，好让我们激发信心，也激发爱心。求主帮助我们从大到小都能够领悟你的道。我们祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名，阿们。昨天晚上我有讲起关乎神迹的事情，在圣经里面讲到神迹有36个。
Last night I shared with you the fact that in the gospel it was mentioned that Christ performed 36 different miracles.
有36个。
It was recorded 36 times.
这个36个呢就是有清楚记载的。
36refer to the number of times that have been recorded in the gospel.
好像拉撒路从死里面复活啊。
For example, Jesus brought Lazarus from death.
啊，从大麻风的洁净啊。
For example, the lepers made clean.
的看见。
The blind has the eyes open.
啊，这个瘫子不能走路的，他能够走路。
And the paralytic king was able to stand up to walk again.
这种记录有36个。
This kind of record was 36 times.
我问你一个问题。
May I ask you a question?
如果你看见一件事一次。
If you only witness one of the miracles.
很惊奇啊。
It would be really great.
这怎么可能啊？
How can it be possible?
看见两次。
And if you have witnessed it twice,
哦
you may think that there is some reasoning behind it.
如果看见三次
if you have the chance to see it three times,
哦，是真的哦，是真的哦。
You may tend to believe that it is indeed true.
看见了36次
if you have seen it for 36 times,
请问你信不信？
May I ask you, would you believe?
36次哦。
After you have seen it for 36 times.
不是一两次哦。
Not just once or twice.
我们今天读圣经啊，如果读了36次的神迹，我们的信心都没有发生作用，很惭愧，真的很惭愧。
If we have read the Bible and read the 36 miracles that Jesus performed and yet has brought no response from our part,I think we should be quite shameful about it.
在福音书里面把主耶稣基督的能力这么表达出来啊，它是非常明显的。
It was portrayed very clearly to us how Jesus with his might in performing the miracles in the gospel.
但是很多人对着这些明显的事啊都显得很模糊的。
And yet something seemingly very explicit, people seem to be very hazy about it.
很可惜啊。
It's really unfortunate.
奇怪，三十六次还不够吗？
How come? No, it seems that 36 times were not quite enough.
其实十次都够了。
Actually, even after 10 times, I think we should be convinced.
实际上说还不止这么多啊。
As it turned out that there were more than 36.
我们请我现在请你们打开马太第四章23-24节。
Please turn with me, Matthew chapter 4.Verse 23 and 24.
耶稣走遍加利利4章23节
Matthew chapter 4 verse 23.
耶稣走遍加利利在歌会堂里教训人传天国的福音
医治百姓各样的病症，他没有讲，就是一句话。
Here it's very inclusive, just mentioning that people heal every disease and sickness among the people.
二十四节。
And verse 24,
名声就传遍了叙利亚，那里的人把一切害病的，就是害各样疾病、各样疼痛的，喊被鬼附的、癫痫的、瘫痪的，都带了来，耶稣就治好了他们，但是通通没有讲。
Here, in verse 24 here, people brought with people with various illness, those suffering pain, severe pain, demon possessed, epileptics, paralytics.He healed them all. It wasn't pointed out to us one by one.
那他不过是这么笼统讲一下。
It's all inclusive here.
很多啊。
Many instances there.
没有写出来吗
？But it wasn't recorded detailedly.
所以不是三十六次了。
So we should be mindful of the fact
再看一天
that more than 36 miracles.
能够证明这个看法一定很准确啊！请你们看《约翰福音》第二十章。
Please turn again with me to the Gospel of John, chapter 20.
第三十节。
Chapter 20, verse 30 here. John chapter 20, verse 30. Jesus did many other miracles, miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples.Which are not recorded in this book.
二十一章末了那里看看。
And towards the end of the chapter 21,
这个更厉害了哈。耶稣所行的事还有许多，若是一一的都写出来，我想所写的书就是世界也容不下了。
The very last verse, Jesus did many other things. If every one of them were written down, I suppose that even the whole world would not have room for the book.
有人问我是不是真正世界都容不下，我也不知道。
People ask me, is it really literal that you know, the world cannot contain all that? I don't know.
不，这里的意思不是那个意思。
But this has more meaning than that.
是多得不得了啊，这是一种形容的话。
It's a descriptive term saying that there are just so many of them.
不然呢、啊，你在世界上所有书都记下来，一个大图书馆都容不下，十个也容不下，一百个容不下，全世界都容不下。那么也没有这么大的图书馆，有大地来做图书馆，没有这种啊，没有，有多少书啊？请问要多少书啊
？I don't think we should take it literally because you know, just think how many volumes will be involved there to take the whole earth.
这是我随便提一下就是了。
This I just mentioned casually to you.
不是主题啊。
This is not the theme that we're after here.
不过这里所讲的是很多神迹。都没有写在这里。
But we should be aware of the fact that many miracles were not recorded here.
这有这么多的神迹摆在人的面前呐、啊，人应该认识主耶稣有神的能力。
If so many miracles have been presented to us, I think one thing we should be quite aware is the power of God.
这个是很重要的。
This is important.
我们所信的。
What we believe,
要信他不是一个人。
We have to believe the fact that he's not just a human being.
他如果是个人，
if he's just a man,
他的力量就很有限。
His power is limited.
但他是神，
but he was God.
他是神的儿子，
he was the son of God.
他有神的能力，
that's why he has the power of God.
有个无限的能力，
it's an infinite power.
那么这种信，这种信仰，这种信心呢？能够发挥更大的效用。
This kind of faith, this kind of belief can bring greater result.
很多人都没有信好啊。
Many people do not have the proper faith.
信箱我们在世界上摸得着的、看得见的，只是一种普通的。
We tend to believe what we can see, what we can touch.
凡是超过人的力量的，我们就信不过来。
Anything beyond that, we have difficulty in accepting.
那么圣经也晓得吗
？And the Bible is well aware of this too.
主耶稣也晓得。
Christ was aware of this.
比方说，在马太福音里头啊。
For example, in the Gospel of Matthew,
第十四章
，in chapter 14,
有五饼二鱼给五千人吃饱。
Jesus fed the 5,000.
这个很大的神迹啊。
It was a great miracle.
五个饼
，5 loaves,
两条鱼
，and 2 fishes.
那么你就是将它灭了。 叫他这么多撕乱了
啊、，just to split them up，
撕得很碎
啊、，even into very fine pieces here，
一人分一点都不够了
啊、，even if you take a small piece， it's not quite enough。
但是他五千人都吃饱了
，and yet Jesus fed the 5,000。
那么你信不信呢、啊、
？Do you believe such a miracle？
奇怪的，奇怪。
It seems to be so unusual。
奇怪的，这怎么会呢
？How can something be？
五个饼两条鱼，是吧？怎么都是很少嘛？
啊、，if we divide something into very minute pieces，
好像主耶稣晓得吧？
啊、，how can it be possible？ But then you know, Christ seems to be well aware of this。
因为下面一章圣经啊
，because right in the following chapters，
底下的一章呢，他讲有七个饼几条小鱼给四千人吃饱。
It was recorded that seven loaves and a few small fishes, Jesus fed 4,000 again.
再来一次。
Jesus showed them one more time.
这不是一次啊，可能是凑巧。
啊，
凑巧。
People may think that you know, it's a coincidence for once.
你觉得搞错了，这弄错。
Maybe some people made a mistake.
但是两次你不能说弄错，对不对
？But how can you claim that people make a mistake if it happens twice?
那么是不是因为多饼就多人吃，少饼就少人吃，是不是这个意思、啊、
？Is it because that there are less number of loaves so they can feed less number of people?
也不是哦。
It's not true either.
因为那个五个饼吃的人有五千。
Because the five loaves were enough to feed 5,000.
七个饼吃的人只有四千。
And yet seven loaves were used for
4,000
only.
多了两个饼哦。
Two more loaves.
可见这个饼多饼少了，他手里是没什么分辨。
So we can see that the number of loaves doesn't count.
那是两条鱼，这里有几条小鱼。
The first case there were two fishes, and this case there were several small fishes.
鱼虽小，却有几条。
There may be a small.Yet there are a few of them.
那最奥妙啊，就是他竟然呢有两个神迹啊啊放在一起的，隔壁一张啊放在一起啊，那重复啊，其实不是重复。
The most wonderful thing is that you know two of them are separated by two chapters here.
给我们更有信心。
It seemingly it's repeated, yet it's for our own benefit to build up our
千真万确
so that we can have an unshakable faith.
一点。都不假。
We would not have any doubt in our mind.
两次。
Because Jesus did the same thing twice.
一次好不好？一次就够了。
You think one would be enough? Once would be enough?
我们只需要两次、三次、四次才差不多。
But the faith you and I have will need the Jesus doing the same thing over and over again.
总算有一点点信心了。
Then we may have a little bit faith then.
比方说一个大麻风的。
For example, a person with leprosy.
一个长大麻风的。
If one of them came.
一摸他好了。
After Jesus touched him, he was healed.
那么够了。
So after this instance.
圣经讲。
The Bible told us.
有一次有十个。
One time there were 10 lepers.
重复了又来了。
So this is the same miracle repeated again.
有十个大麻风的。
Instead there are 10 lepers now.
都医好了。
And they were all healed.
只有一个回来感恩。
And yet only one of them came back to thank the Lord.
九个没有回来。
Nine of them did not.
那么来一次是一个的。
The first time there was only one.
来一次是十个的。
And the second time there were 10 of them.
又是重复了。
Seemingly repeat again.
那么信不信呢、
啊？ Would you believe now?
总算信哦，你还不信还了得吗？你再不信，说得过去，说不过去啊。
I think it's being unreasonable if you and I still do not believe.
很多神迹都重复。
Many miracles will repeat it.
一个坛子走不动的坛子，一个有一个，奇怪，真是。
There are many who were paralyzed, and yet Jesus healed them over and over again.
那个瞎子一个又一个。
And the blind, Jesus healed them over and over again.
一直重复嘛。
Seemingly a lot of repetition.
我们常常讲拉撒路，我也常常讲拉撒路了。
Always share with you the story of
Lazarus. 其实啊，拉撒路的事只是一个。
Actually, that was only one instance there.
圣经是讲三个。
But the Bible told us three times.
不是一个、哦。
Not just one came back to life.
有一个做官的人的孩子刚刚死。
There was an official. His son just died.
他的名字叫耶鲁。
His name was Jairus.
这个他是。只有那个恐怕是因为那个孩子他死了。
That may be his only son and the son died.
主耶稣，你好他。
And Jesus brought him back to life.
所以死人不是一个啊。
So the cases Jesus brought back the death, it's not just one.
刚刚死。
Some of them just died.
好了。
Jesus brought back to life.
刚刚死啊，你们死
啊。You may say that maybe the person have just died, maybe he, you know, it's a case he didn't really die.
医学上讲这种是假死。这是不是真实？
May not be a true death.
所以有的人啊死的时候，他说：“哎，不要盖在棺材里，等一等，看他站不站起来，然后活不活过来。”
So some people say, you know, after the I die, don't bury me right away. I may come back to life.
好了，这个是活着啊，活着，我不是说活着，不要这样说。这个是、有人可能以为这个刚刚死，不晓得到底有没有死哦。
Some people may doubt that the person, whether the person has really died or not.
嘛，路加福音讲另外一个了。
So in the Gospel of Luke, Luke told us another case.
现在抬着棺木。
Somebody was carrying a
coffin. 他们不是真正的棺木啦，不是棺材啦，哈、啊，抬着那个人死人。
They are carrying a casket there.
是吧？路加福音讲在哪因城一个城啊，有个死人，年轻人，那么抬出去了。
The Gospel looked to us that in a town there, people were carrying a young person out.
那么现在去安葬，去埋葬去。
To the cemetery to be buried.
主耶稣走过来。
But Jesus passed by.
把那个东西抓住了。
And he got hold of this casket.
他们那些人一定瞪他眼睛去干什么啊
？They may be all staring at him.
他抓住了，他说：“少年人起来。”
He told the young man, "Say, rise."
他起来了。
Rise up, and he did.
他的妈妈哭得要命，现在不必哭了。
Now the mother just was so sorrowful. Now she no longer have to do that.
那个刚刚死，这个是抬去安葬哦。那这个是难过那个，是吧
？In one case it just died, but in this case they're carrying him out to be buried.
那么第三个，拉撒路是最难的。
And then the third time was the most difficult one. Lazarus
死了四天了。
Because he already died for 4 days.
那个血循环已经停了四天，不能再循环了吗
？The blood circulation has stopped for 4 days already.
如果这个头脑缺氧啊。
If we lack oxygen in our brain,
一久，这个头脑不能再用，就是，即使他起来，他也笨了，变笨，然后不能用嘛。
If we have, if it doesn't have oxygen for a while, you know, even if you replenish it afterwards, the brain will be out of order.
他死了四天
，But Lazarus died 4 days.
他用布包好
，and be wrapped around.
还放在坟墓里
，and in the tomb also.
那你说什么？坟墓打开了。
The tomb people open up.
拉撒路出来。
And Jesus just cried out and say, Lazarus, come out.
他不但血循环重新再转动，他会走路出来。
Not only his blood circulation was restored, he was able to
walk. 我常常讲他不是走出来的。
Sometimes I like to share with people the fact that he just didn't walk out.
因为他绑好的嘛。
Because he was wrapped up.
用布包起的嘛。
Wrapped with cloth.
所以犹太人都用布包起来的。
Because that's their custom over there.
请问怎么出来啊？
So how could he walk?
跳出来的。
He must be hopping out.
那段圣经是没有讲啊，包是跳出来的。
I can be sure of that.
不然他就在那里说：“主啊，我是听见了，但是出不来啊。”
Otherwise, he may say, "Lord, I heard your cry, but I cannot move."
但是他出来喽。
And yet he came out.
因为耶稣说解开叫他走。
Because the Bible told us that people, Jesus ordered them to unleash him.
那时候才打开的，他才走。
And then they untied him.
第一次走路了哈
，so he was able to walk then.
那么这三个哦
，so three cases here.
你不信第一个，你总要信第二个啦。
If you don't believe the first one, you may want to believe the second.
你不信第二个，这个第三个死了四天，他摆在那里的伯大尼没有一个人不晓得的，你还说不信是假的，你真是哎。
And in the third case, he was buried for 4 days in Bethany. That everybody knew that.
我昨天晚上我想到这里啊，我很欢喜。
Last night when I was thinking over this, I was really glad.
我忽然间想到圣经啊，不是一个，三个。我说，哎，这个很好啊。
So
三个。
So it came to my mind that it wasn't just once that people brought people from dead.
我常常讲一个，讲那个拉撒路啊，但是我想，哎呀，三个。
But it turned out that people, Jesus brought people from dead 3 times.
No, 我今天呢、啊，就单单这样讲，这条道都可以说讲完了，是吧？
I think, you know, just this is enough to complete my teaching here.
不过就是重复，一直行神迹，各种各样的，就是一直行神迹，人就一直不信，奇怪。
But what we could see was the fact that Jesus performed the miracles over and over again, and yet people still did not believe.
或者我们来讲， 讲一个简单的来结束今天的讲论，好不好？
maybe,
总要讲一个哈。
Maybe I'll choose one simple, a small miracle that Jesus did to
conclude tonight's teaching. 我都有一点冲突，到底讲哪一个呢？要讲哪一个更？
So I'm kind of lost in terms of which one should I choose.
讲约翰呢，或者是讲马太，或者讲马太啊？来讲一个马太的。
Shall we look at one from the Gospel of Matthew?
第十八章。来看一个简单的
Chapter 18, let's look at a simple one.
用最简单的话我们一下就能够看清楚的。第十七章，对不起，不是十八章，第十七章。十七章的末了。
Towards the end of chapter 17 here.
从二十四节读起。
Starting from verse 24.
到了加百农有收丁税，这个丁税就是蓝丁。拉税给圣殿的，有收丁税的人来见彼得说：“你们的先生不拿丁税吗？”彼得说：“拿，一定是从前拿过了。”所以他说拿。他进了屋子，耶稣先向他说：“西门，你的意思如何？”当然，主耶稣听见了。世上的君王向谁征收关税丁税？是向自己的儿子呢，是向外人呢？彼得说是向外人。耶稣说既然如此，儿子就可以免税了。那么圣殿是为敬拜神，耶稣是神的儿子，还拿什么税啊？是吗？所以就可以免税了，但恐怕触犯他们。那么现在这个神迹啊，只有一节圣经，所以我今天讲这节圣经了，这一节就是在这个末了这节二十七节。
I'd like to call your attention to the end of verse 27 here concerning this miracle.
但恐怕触犯他们，你且往海边去钓鱼，把先钓上来的鱼拿起来，开了他的口，必得一块钱，可以拿去给他们做你我的水银。那这是钓鱼的神迹。
This is a miracle which has to do with fishing.
很简单。
Tax and they didn't have the money.
一块钱都没有。
They didn't have any money.
哎呀，真是惨的。
So it was such a miserable state.
我真连方摸摸都有一块钱。
Sometimes when I search my pocket, I have maybe a dollar at least.
所以我永远不能说我贫穷。
So I can never say that I'm poor.
我常常讲这句对吧？我不能说我贫穷。
I can never say that I'm in need.
不止一块，摸十块都有。
Because sometimes I have more than one dollar.
所以很满足。
So I'm.Quite satisfied.
这么多钱比他多十倍、一百倍还不满足吗？
Because I was much better off than Christ did.
他没有钱。
So he was, he did not have any money.
没有钱怎么办呢？
So what was he going to do to pay the tax?
去借了，去借来。
Should we go out to borrow some?
他没有说去借。
The Bible didn't tell us so.
所以借不是最好办法。
That's why we come to be aware of the fact that borrowing is not a good way.
我的办法是一生不要借。
My approach is that I should never borrow money.
最轻松，平生从不负债，几十年。
So that I will never be burdened down.
他说：“你去钓鱼。”
So Jesus told Peter, "You go and fish."
那里的鱼啊，多得不得了，钓来卖都卖不到钱呢。
Because they are so plentiful as far as fish is concerned, there you cannot get much money from fish.
你去钓鱼。
So Jesus told Peter, "Why don't you go out to fish?"
奇怪，因为在加利利都是打鱼的。
Because at the Sea of Galilee, people usually use a net.
这个钓鱼啊，不是普通办法。
But Jesus told him to cast a line.
他叫他去钓。
This is kind of unusual, but that's what he told Peter to do.
其实打鱼容易很多。
Because it's much easier to use a net.
我们把它打来。
So after you get all the fish,
好多。
So much fish.
卖。
Maybe,
来拉税。
Maybe you can get some money and use it to pay the tax.
这个很容易啊。
This seems to be pretty easy.
你去钓鱼。
But Jesus instead asked him to go.
来了，这个神迹来了。他说先钓上来的。
And this is where the miracle comes in. The first fish that you catch.
第一条。
The first one.
这个很难的哦。我第一条钓上来不行，钓第二条啊，你说第一条的哦。
The oddity is pretty high here because Jesus limited to the first fish.
你去钓鱼。先钓上来的。
The first one that you catch.
好了，第二件事情。
And secondly here.
钓上来之后呢。
After you catch the fish,
要开他的口，开他的嘴。
You open up the fish's mouth.
要做什么？打嘴做什么？打开嘴做什么呢？
Why should I be concerned with opening his mouth?
必得一块钱。
So that you'll find the right amount of money in there.
从来没听见。
This is something we have never heard of before.
你去钓钓看。
Why don't you try to go on the fish?
钓到之后，你把它打开来看看。
After you catch a fish, you open its mouth.
即使你钓到打开，不一定有东西的。
Even if you get the fish, you open the mouth, you may not find anything there.
不过有时候啊，拿到家里把它剖开呀、啊，把它打开呀、啊，啊，有一个东西在那里。这个有时候碰到。
Sometimes when we open up the belly of the fish, there we may find something inside.
他说把壳打开，一定得一块钱。
But Christ here told Peter, open up the mouth and you'll find the right amount right there.
那么犹太国有半块钱的。
Over there in Israel, they have half dollar.
有一块钱的。
And they have a dollar.
如果掉上来打开是半块，又不得了，对吧？
What happens if you open up and only find half a dollar there?
打开有一块钱。
Open up and just find $1.
那么你呢？可以拿去给他们。
And then you can use it to turn it in.
做什么呢？
What for?
做泥。同我的税。
So it can be used for your and mine tax.
彼得没有要求他拿税哦。
They did not require Peter to turn the tax.
彼得也没有要求耶稣说帮他忙拿税，是吧？
Peter did not ask Jesus to turn in his share for him.
但是耶稣说了，连你那一份都拿了。
But Jesus told Peter that you can use the money for your share of it too.
所以你不要忧愁，因为主耶稣老早晓得彼得的口袋就是空的嘛。
So,we learned that we don't need to worry because Christ is well aware of the fact that Peter did not have the money either.
不就是这种条件很难啊。
Now this seems to be pretty difficult to fulfill all those requirements.
一条。
The first fish that you catch.
一条。
The first one.
那个钱是在嘴里不是在肚子里。
And the money is right in the mouth and not in the belly.
有多少啊？
How much is there?
一块钱。
Just the right amount.
那么正好拿了是一块钱。
The exact amount.
我想、啊、这个彼得啊掉下来打开一块钱，整个人都哇，
I think when Peter found that he must be all stricken.
你读到这里有没有不得了的感觉啊
？Have you ever experienced such a feeling?
哎，奇妙，这叫神迹。
This is what we call miracle.
不是人做的。
It's not out from man.
虽然现在有人解说说在那里有一种鱼啊。
Some people may say that, well, there's a particular kind of fish there.
有一种鱼，它的这个嘴的底下有个下巴。
Right under the mouth there is an opening.
常常有东西放进去的。
Very often things get inside.
它吃，怎么有东西在这里啊？
This is because when the fish try to eat something.
大概彼得钓的是这种鱼。
Maybe that's the kind of fish that Peter caught.
所以钱在嘴，不在肚子。
That's why the money is at the cavity behind the mouth there.
想想可能。
Maybe it makes sense too.
这个同神迹没有妨碍，对不对？
Because there's nothing contrary to the miracle.
反了，这个更难。
But instead, it's something it even more, make it more difficult.
那么多的鱼不是个个都有带的哦。
Among all the different fishes there, not every one of them has a cavity.
只是偏偏这个有带的走上来上钓，你说更难，这个玩的更难。
This particular kind get hooked.
这个神迹更好。
So this makes it even better.
对了，我觉得还有一样更好的，这里面有写。
To me, I think there's something even more wonderful.
这块钱应该是老早就在那里的吧。
I think that this piece of money has been there all along.
它老早吞在那里等好的。
The fish has been waiting there all along.
这个是为主用。
Because it's to be used by the Lord.
有一天要帮耶稣拿税这块钱。
Because one day the money has to be used by the Lord.
这个钱哪里来呢？
So where did this money come from?
也可能有人在那里啊掉到水里去了。
Maybe someone has dropped it into the water.
刚刚那条鱼走过来，哈，就把它吃下去。
And the fish just swallowed it at the time.
那么就储蓄在那里。
And it just got deposited there.
好像银行这样的储蓄在那里。
Just like a bank there being saved.
好了，他就在那里游来游去。
So he just spent the time there.
时候还没有到。
Because the time hasn't arrived.
因为钓鱼的还没有来。
Because the right fisherman hasn't come yet.
他在那里，加利利海很大的。
So the Sea of Galilee is quite
wide. 钱是老早在那里了。
And he spent the time there and the money is
all
along.
现在彼得来了。
Now Peter has come.
彼得来钓鱼了。
And he's trying to fish.
他刚刚游来。
Right at the right moment.
如果他在很远地方来不及啊。
If he's at a far away place, he would not make it either.
每一条钓上来就不得了啊。
If another fish get hooked first, then the whole miracle would not work.
他老早游到这里，正好那个钓钩过去，刚刚上钓。
So he just came at the right time.
我问你，世间有没有这样碰巧的？
Do you have find such coincidence in the world?
你不能说碰巧吧？
I think we cannot claim that it's a coincidence.
这个条件越复杂越难碰巧。
Because there are just too many conditions to fulfill here.
说到这里还有什么好说，是吧？
When we get to this point, what else can we say?
我们说，主啊，我信，我信。
We may tell the Lord that, Lord, I believe.
我最欢喜的信徒就是有信心的信徒。
I think the most desirable kind of Christian is the ones with the faith.
我们常常信得不够。
Right now, very often we do not have enough faith.
我们不相信祷告的力量。
Very often we do not believe the power of prayer.
不相信主会解决问题。
We do not believe that Christ can solve our problem.
我们的信心很软弱。
Our faith is indeed very small.
今天我怎么随便讲讲？不过讲一点点一切。
Tonight, what I've shared with you just one verse here.
我只真正今晚上讲的圣经明文只讲一句。
The miracle aspect of it, I've only shared one verse with you.
我想都够我们用了。
I think it's sufficient for us to draw upon.
我们结束今天晚上聚会，我们低头来祷告。哦，慈爱的主啊，再一次恳求你增加我们的信心。哦，再一次恳求你，使我们从今以后信得更多更深。我们一生因着信心，常常看见你的作为，在教会的工作上，在我们家庭中，在我们个人的身上，因着信心常常看见你的荣耀。但愿天父帮助你的孩子们，让他们深深地相信你，一生相信你，奉主耶稣基督圣名。